Hey, accent learner, I just wanted you to know that the Accent Training Podcast is officially available on YouTube. If YouTube is your preferred app for listening to podcasts or improving your English in general, make sure that you're subscribed to the Accent Training Podcast YouTube channel. Welcome to the Accent Training Club podcast, a podcast where I show you how you can effectively harness natural sounding American speech. My name is Pat. I'm from Toronto, Canada, living in Mexico. I love it down here. Beautiful place to live, especially this time of year. When it's December up in Canada, it's chilly. It's awfully chilly. I made a few episodes up there in the summertime, and there was one episode when I spoke about a tornado warning. We were having tornado warnings. That's pretty common up in Canada. And the winters are just as treacherous with snowstorms. The snow, the ice, you've got to buy big, thick winter tires or else you're going to end up driving your car off the road into the ditch. And you got to buy a big bushy jacket, which they actually look rather nice. I like the big jackets, the big coats that we wear, goose down jackets. And not to mention my birthday's in December, which is also pretty nice. I get to enjoy a wintry wonderland up in Canada on my birthday. If I want to go out, do any winter sports, I suppose I could. I definitely could. It's just never been my thing. I mean, I used to ski a lot. I used to really like skiing. I tried snowboarding once, but I'll tell you, you take quite a beating when you go snowboarding. So skiing, I stuck to that. But it's not my thing anymore. I'm not into it. However, down here in Mexico, December is much easier going. My birthdays are still a little bit chilly. In this city, around that time of year, we'll get to maybe 10 degrees Celsius. So it's a little chilly, but it's not really cold. But that's just me. That's just how I am in the wintertime. I'm a little bit picky. Let's get into some stuff, though, for today, folks. Let's see what we want to work with, because I would like to take the concept of Y-glides a step further. A couple of weeks ago, I put out an episode about Y-glides, and in that episode, I spoke about how you can use these glides to boost your speech by making fuller vowel sounds. Vowel sounds that sound complete when we're using these tense vowels. As we saw, a lot of people will just use a pure vowel position. Instead of going A, they'll just go A. And then instead of saying, let's call it a day, they'll say, let's call it a day. Is that a big problem? It's not a big problem. But this may make your speech sound like you're speaking a little bit too quickly, or at least quicker than native English speakers are anticipating. And so we want to work on controlling this. And we want to make sure that we're getting the glides onto words. Now, I spoke last time about Y glides on the tense A and the tense I. However, there are two more diphthongs that we want to work with. Now, diphthongs. What are diphthongs again? Well, diphthongs are vowel sounds that use two positions, pretty much. There's kind of two sounds together to create one sound, A, I, as we saw before. Now, we are going to put Y glides onto two more sounds here today, E and oi, E, oi. A lot of people will pronounce E too short, and they'll just give it an E. You're getting a good position. Your position is spot on when you do that and you go E. Good positioning. However, we want to extend that with the glide. E, C, keep, we. Not just a we. C, keep. Stretch it out. Or with oi, like boy, toy, lawyer. Oi. These sounds here, we stretch them right out, oi, but I'll hear a lot of people go I, bye, tie. Or maybe other pronunciations as well, I don't know what every single person does. But no matter what your pronunciation is, if you follow along with my instructions here, you will pick up Y glides effortlessly. So this is the part two of our Why Glides episode. Now, just before we get into that, I've got one little thing I'd like to mention, folks. Of course, you notice I don't put any ads on this podcast, right? I don't have ads. I actually had someone message me on Instagram this week asking if I would start to do ads for them, and I just ignored them because, you know what? I don't like ads. However, in place of ads supporting this show, I like to support myself, and I do this by producing my own product. And this product is a video course about commanding the American accent's rhythm and pronunciation. This is the ideal course for American accent learners of any language, or from any country or background or culture, or even any age, to get the wheels turning on how you can pick these things up most effectively. Now, this entire video course, it talks about T. It talks about T stress. Now, here's a quick little sentence to show you what I'm talking about with T stress. Listen closely. I put this on Facebook, but I'm going to say it right here as well. I'm certain the internet was stronger in the center of the airport. That sentence had five T's in it. I'm certain the internet was stronger in the center of the airport. Five T's. These T's are making different sounds as they come out. And learning how you can use this for your own speech is a major key to getting the hang of the American accent. This will help improve your syllable stress. We're going to improve how you link words together, and we're going to learn some new sounds of the language so that you can keep on picking up a more natural American-sounding speech. So if you're someone who loves learning the American accent, you want some serious, hard-hitting material to make that happen, and you want to support this podcast, check out my video course. There's a link in the description, and let's take your spoken English to another level. On to the lesson. Back to Y glides and tense vowels. Y glides, tense vowels. What am I talking about here? Well, here's what I'm talking about, my friend. Tense vowels, diphthongs. As I mentioned, diphthongs are vowel sounds that use two positions in one syllable. These positions are the pure vowel and the glide. The pure vowel we saw previously, making that ah before the e. I, or a, pure vowel, glide. There's no one special way to write glides. These are only pronounced. These are only sounds that we put out. So let's take the use of these glides a step further. I'd like you to repeat back to me two more pure vowel sounds. Two more from that ah. And A. Let's add on to those now. Can I hear E? E. Just like that. E. Another one. Can I hear O? O. This has the lips rounded. The lips are rounded. O. And kind of tense on the sides. O. The second motion now is a quick and fading Y glide. So now we go E. We've got to make that sound fade away with the Y glide. E. Instead of just an E, we want the E. E. Repeat that back to me. E. And for the other one, let's add on to the O. Oi. Oi. That's that O-I or O-Y sound. Oi. Okay, so let's put these to work. Repeat back to me a few words here. Okay, so starting out with that E sound, I want you to repeat back to me, seem, seem. It seems to be. It seems to be. Here's another one. Repeat back, free. Free. Folks, this is just a quick message to remind you to subscribe to the Accent Training Podcast. If you haven't already, you don't want to miss a second of this accent training experience. And you want to be updated whenever I've got new content out for you. So if you haven't subscribed, hit subscribe now. I'll be free around then. I'll be free around then. Stretching out those E's. And the other sound with the oi. Oi. Repeat this back to me. Oil. There's a good one. Oil. That's tricky because it's got that dark L in it as well, right? Notice I'm not just going oil, oil, but I'm rather stretching out before the L and oil. And repeat this back to me. Extra virgin olive oil. We see this in the grocery store. It's in your cupboard. You cook with this. So repeat this one back to me. Extra virgin olive oil. Here's another one here. Toy. Toy. Toy store. Toy store. So remember, it's not just an O, nor is it an O-we. I'll notice people do this sometimes. They'll go to-we. We want to be careful that we don't add a W, a W sound in there, but we just make one smooth movement, relaxing the lips as we transition into the glide. Toy. Toy. Toy store. So you're probably getting the gist of it by now. I'm sure that you're starting to notice that these E and oi sounds, they stretch right out. We're going to put these to work now, folks. We're going to put these to work with just some common phrases that use E and oi. And we might even add a little I and A in there, too, just to throw you a curveball. Here's a good one. Repeat this back to me. I don't feel like it. That's very slow motion, but let's hear you do that. I don't feel like it. Good stuff. Here's another. Between us. Between us. Notice how we stretch that twee. And also notice how the B-E in the beginning just gets a B kind of sound. It's not a between, but B. Between us. Sounding good. Keep up those glides. Another one here. Don't annoy me. Don't annoy me. That's got that oi and E. Don't annoy me. There you go. Stretching out the oi and then the E. Very good. After that, employment rates. Oi. A. Employment rates. Catch that A glide. And the oi glide as well. And keep in mind, you can find these phrases in the description as well, just above the link to my video course. I'll make sure to add these in there for you. So we've got a good few phrases there. We see how we can stretch this out. You can keep getting a good feel for it, exaggerating the way that you make these sounds. Let's put these into some longer phrases now. I want to really test your ability with all of these glides. So let's put them all together. Oi, E, I, A, I, E, Oi. Let's put all of these together and keep boosting how well you can employ this. So first off, repeat back to me. Be polite and clean your space. We're exaggerating those sounds, but that's good. We want to let your muscles adapt. Be polite and clean your space. Be polite and clean your space. Here's another one here. Enjoy some red wine with your steak. Enjoy red wine with your steak. A. Enjoy some red wine with your steak. This next one, this one's just good advice in general. Don't boil the buoyant eggs. They've spoiled. Don't boil the buoyant eggs. They've spoiled. What does that mean? Well, buoyant means that something floats. Mean that it will float up. And if an egg floats in water, this means that it's old. It doesn't necessarily mean that the egg is spoiled. It doesn't mean that it's definitely going to be a bad egg or that it's inedible. However, it just means that the egg has aged a little bit. And you may want an egg that is not buoyant. You may want an egg that sinks. Because if the egg sinks to the bottom instead of floating to the top, that means that it's a fresh egg. And that means it's definitely not spoiled. So don't boil the buoyant eggs. They've spoiled. Next one just after that. I don't feel good after eating cake all day. A lot of E's and A's. I don't feel good after eating cake all day. And here's just one more phrase for you. This drive may take a while. Feel free to sleep. This drive may take a while. Feel free to sleep. Let's hear you read that. There you go. Good use of glides. Good use of glides. Very good focus. I'm just imagining that you have good focus, but I think that you probably do. Good focus, good glides. I like what I'm pretending to hear. So what comes next, folks? What comes next? As you know, idiomatic expressions. Idioms are going to boost your speech. Idioms are how we communicate things typically in regular spoken English. And when you start employing idioms in your own speech, then you are communicating yourself in the same way that typical American English speakers are. And that's something that's much desired, is it not? Let's catch some Y glides in idioms. Repeat after me. Do you feel me? Do you feel me? Feel me. Do you feel me? Now, this is very informal, folks. This is extremely informal. But that's all right. Sometimes you got to use it. If you say, do you feel me? This is a way of saying, do you understand what I'm saying? It's kind of an informal, friendly way of getting that point across. Do you get what I mean? Do you understand me? Do you feel me? It's like, I need to rest before we head out. Do you feel me? You know, I need to relax. Can you understand that? Do you feel me? Rather useful idiomatic expression. Quite a useful one. Here's another one here. Down the toilet. Down the toilet. This is like saying something was wasted or something failed. Someone might say, all my savings went down the toilet when the stock market crashed. Down the toilet. Which if that happens to you, don't just freak out and sell everything. Come on, folks. Just have control your emotions. Don't just throw all your money away. You bought those stocks for a reason. Don't give up. You know, do your research. Hold on to what you got. Buy some more at a discount. Down the toilet. And let's see another idiomatic expression here. Let's see another. Any minute now. Any minute now. We've got that E on any minute now. This is like saying sometime very soon. Sometime very soon. Get your things together. We'll leave any minute now. Any minute now. You can't know when it is. Could be any minute. But it's going to be sometime soon, possibly now, any minute now. So, do you feel me? Do you get where I'm coming from with this? Let's make sure that your time didn't all just go down the toilet, because I'll bet you can practice some of these phrases that we've seen today any minute now. Okay, that last one was a little bit of a stretch. I had to fit it in. But I want you to see that these idioms are very common. And the phrases that we saw today used words and expressions that you can surely work into your daily life. It's all a matter of patience and consistency. So what I'm calling on you to do today, folks, is practice making these glide sounds. Check out the phrases and idiomatic expressions attached to this document and just open your ears to these in your daily life. And if you want to take it a step further than that, well, you know what to do, folks. If you want to take these glides and you want to start applying them with the appropriate stress in the appropriate places, then you want to check out my video course on commanding the American accent's rhythm and pronunciation. It's a lot more than just making the right sounds. Making the correct sounds is about one third of the battle. But if you are serious about learning the American accent, then what you want to do is check out my video course, because I assure you we can see some very serious progress in a relatively short time with a little bit of clear focus on some key points of your speech. Well, we're going to wrap this one up for today, folks. We've had quite a bit of focus on these glides. We've seen now four different uses of glides. We've seen A, I, E, and OI. And this completes our lesson on the basics of the Y glide. But don't worry, folks, there's a lot more to come in the future, because guess what? Y glides can be taken a step further to boost your ability to link words together. And there's another glide. Beyond this, there's a W glide. Sounds like oh, ow, ooh. These all use a W glide, folks. But we're going to explore those more in depth later. We'll take a good look at how we can get some clearer sounds in the language and then how we can apply it all to link our words together effectively. We're going to wrap this one up for now, though. This has been enough of a lesson for today. I'm sure that your ears are starting to adapt to this. And if you start to practice the phrases and idioms that we looked at today, and maybe even go back and review the other lesson on Y glides as well, your ears will adjust even further. And the more that your ears adjust, the better you'll be able to recognize this. And the better that you can recognize this, the quicker you'll pick it up. And that's, of course, my goal here. I want you to pick this up so that you can just use it in your daily life with confidence. Thank you very much for your attention today. Thank you for tuning on in and giving this a listen. It's been an honor to serve you with such great information, which I am 100% positive will boost your confidence in your spoken English. So have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful evening, or if it's the morning time and it's nice and fresh in the morning, just enjoy it, you know, sip on some coffee. Have a breakfast smoothie or something. If it's lunch, enjoy your sandwiches or soup or french fries or burgers or whatever you got. Kapsa. A lot of people eat kapsa and sushi. Enjoy. And if it's dinner time, well, bon appetit. I hope that you get fortified and replenished and that tomorrow you're able to use this new energy effectively. For me, it's still the morning time over here, so I'm going to go get on with my day. Have a good one, folks. Hey, accent learner, thanks for listening all the way through. I'm starting an accent training community for teachers in May. I'm looking for 10 serious teachers who want to bring more value to their classes and serve their students at a better level by incorporating pronunciation and American accent training into their lessons. Does that sound like something that you or your students might need? Well, then apply to join the community in the description below. We'll review your application, and if my coaching method is a good fit for your needs, then we'll be in touch. I've helped hundreds of people develop the American accent, and I'd love to connect with you to show you how you can deliver the same results to your students as well. So what are you waiting for? May's almost here, and for May, this accent training community is going to be limited to just 10 spots. So apply now and book your accent training strategy call while spots are available.